Wild hogs are an invasive species that has been multiplying across the United States for centuries and now number in the millions. They do huge economic and ecological damage, carry a lot of different diseases, and can be aggressive toward people and domestic animals. States are using a variety of methods to try to get them under control, including hunting, trapping, poisoning, and sterilization. Humanely decreasing their numbers is vital to preserving the diversity of the natural environment as well as valuable farmland and other private property. Find out in this article where they came from and what is the wild boar population by state. Key points. Wild hogs are also known as feral hogs, wild or feral pigs, razorbacks, or wild boars. They are escaped domestic pigs and their descendants that live and breed in the wild. Wild hogs in Maine number 9 million in the U.S. and have been spotted in 40 states. They do tremendous economic and ecological damage and are considered an invasive species. Where did wild hogs come from? Wild hogs, also called feral hogs, wild or feral pigs, razorbacks, or wild boars, are escaped domestic pigs and their descendants that live and breed in the wild. Domestic pigs originated with the Eurasian wild boar, which was domesticated in ancient times independently by people groups in Europe and Asia. Pigs were first brought to the New World by Christopher Columbus and released to multiply on islands of the West Indies to provide a food supply for future explorers. This practice continued with other explorers in the 16th-17th centuries in the West Indies and southern parts of what is today the United States. Over the centuries, domestic pigs periodically escaped from farms in the South and joined feral, wild, pig populations. Their numbers today are estimated to be as high as 9 million in the United States. How do wild hogs affect the environment? Pigs plow up the ground with their snouts and tusks to find food, unearthing plants and the burrows of ground-dwelling species. They are omnivorous, consuming virtually any type of plant or small animal they can catch. They are particularly devastating to ground-nesting birds, running off the adults, eating eggs, and trampling nesting grounds. They compete with deer and turkeys for some of the same food sources, causing these species to migrate away when food becomes scarce. Studies have shown that the biodiversity of lower vertebrates in forested areas infested with wild hogs is 26% lower than normal. They also trample, root around in, and wallow in ponds and streams, polluting them for fish or for other animals to drink and introducing disease-bearing bacteria into the water that can go far downstream. In fact, feral pigs can host up to 34 diseases that livestock, wildlife, or human beings can catch from contact with them, eating their meat, or ingesting water they have polluted. Pig farmers are greatly concerned they could bring back swine flu, a respiratory infection that was finally eradicated in the United States in 1978. Fortunately, humans rarely contract this particular disease, but it can be devastating to herds of domestic pigs. Wild hogs also do tremendous damage to farmland and other private property. They uproot and trample valuable crops in fields, destroy gardens and landscaping, and can break down or root under fences that are not electrified, allowing other animals to escape. They can be quite aggressive and are able to inflict serious injuries with their tusks and teeth. When, on occasion, they wander into the yards of rural homes, they can pose a serious danger to curious pets and children. In Texas, the state with the largest feral hog population, they cost farmers an estimated $50 million a year in damage. Wild hog population by state. Reportedly, as many as 40 of the 50 United States have had sightings of feral hogs. Some states have successfully eradicated their populations, but the best estimates are that at least 28 states currently have established breeding populations of this damaging invasive species. Estimates of the total number of wild hogs in the country vary but may range as high as 9 million. The 10 states with highest feral hog numbers. The 10 states with the largest feral hog populations are Texas, 3 million, Oklahoma, 1.5 million, Louisiana, 750,000, Georgia, 600,000, Florida, 500,000, New Mexico, 500,000, South Carolina, 450,000, California, 400,000, Hawaii, 400,000, and Alabama, 250,000. Feral hog numbers in all 50 states. Here's a complete list of the wild boar population by state for all 50 states. Alabama, 250,000. Alaska, none. Arizona, LT, 1,000. Arkansas, 200,000. California, 400,000. Colorado, none. Connecticut, none. Delaware, none. Florida, 500,000. Georgia, 600,000. Hawaii, 400,000. Idaho, none. Illinois, LT, 20. Indiana, LT, 1,000. Iowa, LT, 1,000. Kansas, 400. Kentucky, 2,000. Louisiana, 750,000. Maine, unknown. Maryland, none. Massachusetts, none. Michigan, 5,000. Minnesota, none. Mississippi, 200,000. Missouri, 100,000. Montana, none. Nebraska, none. Nevada, unknown. New Hampshire, unknown. New Jersey, LT, 1,000. New Mexico, 500,000. New York, none. North Carolina, 100,000. North Dakota, none. Ohio, 2,000. Oklahoma, 1,500,000. Oregon, 5,000. Pennsylvania, 3,000. Rhode Island, none. South Carolina, 450,000. South Dakota, none. Tennessee, unknown. Texas, 3 million. Utah, unknown. Vermont, none. Virginia, 3,000. Washington, unknown, cited in eastern counties. West Virginia, LT, 1,000. Wisconsin, LT, 1,000. Wyoming, none. How are states combating wild hogs? Some of the ways some states are combating wild hogs include: information, federal, state, and private organizations, as well as academic institutions, study the movements and numbers of wild hogs to try to understand where they are increasing or declining and why. This can also indicate where they may be close to crossing a state border so that neighboring states can be warned and consider what eradication efforts they might want to make. Fencing. Agencies and landowners sometimes install specially designed fencing specifically to keep wild hogs out of undesirable areas. Sometimes these are electric fences with 3 to 4 strands of electric wire set to 16 joules or more, or woven wire fencing with barbed wire on the bottom to prevent wild hogs from rooting under it. Hunting. Some states have established regular hunting seasons and sometimes incentivize hunters to kill wild hogs. Hunting regulations differ from state to state, but firearms, bow hunting, and trapping are all popular methods. Because wild pigs potentially carry so many diseases, it is imperative that hunters prepare the meat carefully to avoid sickening themselves and their families. Trapping, this is considered a more efficient method of reducing wild hog populations because it is less time intensive than hunting. Traps work all the time without continual monitoring. Poisoning, this is a highly controversial approach because it can inadvertently hurt other species. States that have used this method have set up strict systems of regulations and monitoring. Sterilization. Surgical sterilization or contraceptives can help reduce wild hog populations. Contraceptives can be dispensed as feed for hogs that will lower the sperm count in feral boars for 30 days. This approach does not kill the hogs, and it can be put in special hog feeders that other species cannot access. Some of these methods are cringe-worthy and in some circumstances can be counterproductive. Aggressive hunting, for example, can drive wild hog populations out of remote forests toward populated areas, or into natural biomes that are even more fragile than the ones they are already damaging. However, wild hogs are clearly a man-made invasive species problem that requires an urgent, thoughtful, and well-coordinated response to protect biodiversity, the rural economy, and the safety of people who live near these wild pests.